Welcome to your daily devotional, July 22nd, the Feast of God, Isaiah chapter 25 and verse 6. And in this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast. And in this mountain is reminiscent of the millennial kingdom described earlier in the book, in Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. While the actual events spoken of here speak of the thousand-year kingdom in the eternal state, we can certainly apply them to the Old Testament saints as well as the church today, because they are positional truths. God sees the end from the beginning, offering an eternal perspective on events. A spiritual feast is available to you and I today. We can feast upon our blessed communion with the Savior. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life." And again, "This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die." We can feast upon the word of God. "Man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord." The basis for the feast, which the Lord's people celebrate, is the certain hope that death will be destroyed and sorrow removed. As Isaiah puts it, "He will swallow up death forever." Jesus Christ defeated death and freed men and women from its power through his work at the cross, in his resurrection power. There will be a day in the eternal state when the believer as a heavenly inhabitant will be separated from all manner of sorrow and death in the heavenly environment. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Whether or not the saints of God are vindicated now in this life, they will be perfectly vindicated in the next, and blessed beyond human comprehension. And it will be said in that day, "Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us." Believers will partake of the great feast described by Isaiah with Christ, in a literal sense, in the future.